The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people!
Yes.
What they want. We have a World Series champion. We had some very interesting games in the NBA last night, but we start with the one where you were in attendance.
Detroit basketball!
Tripping referees, got the Pistons hat and the hoodie on.
No question.
Jalen Rose, we're going to get to the Bucks, who dominated the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you think of Cade Cunningham up close and personal?
He struggled initially to shoot from the floor. And I like to see, like, great players, how their career started off in hindsight. And I've seen a couple of posts recently that reminded me, Tracy McGrady and Kobe Bryant, 0 points in their debuts.
Mm.
Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, 0 points in their debuts. As a matter of fact, Tracy McGrady's coach said he will be out of the NBA in 3 years. And he's only in the Hall of Fame. And you know how much I love T-Mac. That's my guy. My point is, don't overreact. Like, when you have the skill that Kay has and the game that he has, he's going to be just fine. I saw him. He's just pressing as a guy that went number one, and he didn't start the season. So imagine you getting submarine into a situation, right? The Lions are struggling. Michigan just lost. The Pistons ain't been making the playoffs. And now all of a sudden they start the season and they have a couple of games, and now they put you in.
Mm-hmm.
All eyes on you. I just saw him pressing. He's going to be just fine. I love Cade. I love our young core group of guys. I was happy to be there to root them on.
He didn't score. He wasn't efficient from the floor. He did struggle. But just watching him on the floor, I can see it. You can see the potential, the way he moves, the way he dribbles, like that floater that he hit. Like, you can see the potential. You can see why he was the sort of unanimous number one pick. I'm not concerned about Cade whatsoever.
I'm telling you what it's going to be, right? Cade went number one because he deemed to be the safe, best choice.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Green went number two because he seemed to have the most electricity and upside.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works in the draft. I think they're both going to be fantastic players.
They can both be great. Obviously, on the other side of the ball, the Bucks handled business against the Pistons led by Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey, man, let me just tell you something.
I'm listening.
Giannis is the best player in the league.
Huh.
He's the best player in the league. I see LeBron in his 19th year, and I know Iceberg Slim, KD, shoot trays from the suburbs, right? But I was just sitting there thinking last night, how many players dribble the basketball up, shoot a three without passing, can go and block somebody that's trying to catch a lob at the rim, and then do a spin dribble power move and just dunk on everybody? Like, he dunked on the whole city. Like, he dunked on me too. I was like, oh. I was like, whoa.
First time you've ever been dunked on.
I was like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, and the professionalism. Like, let me just teach everybody something. I was watching Giannis last night, and the only thing I kept saying is he's a throwback. It was a Tuesday night. Multiple teammates wasn't available to play.
Yep.
Holiday's hurt, Middleton sat, Lopez sat, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were winning by 20-25 in the first half, right? And I just kept looking over there thinking, is Giannis going to go back in the game? Not sat back. Third quarter, right out there. Took him out, put him right back in. Fourth quarter, they was up 30. Put him back in. And you know what I was thinking? This is why he just won the championship. That man has a level of dedication that is unmatched. And you know what else? I'm glad you're showing his big brother hanging on the rim. Because remember when Giannis got hurt and his brother was the first one there with them in the playoffs, and he ushered them to the locker room.
The Nassus.
And then I told you then, I love the fact that he played with his brother. So yeah, his brother was a plus one at first, but now he's an actual NBA player.
He's absolutely contributing. I'm glad you mentioned Jalen Green because he was in action last night against the Lakers after getting waxed by the Lakers a couple nights ago.
And shout out to my brother Darvin Ham, who won a ring with the Bucks.
Okay. That was a great game last night between the Lakers and the Rockets. They were going back and forth. It was tight the entire time. And the big three showed up for the Lakers. Everyone scoring. But the young Rockets kept pace. But let's start with the Lakers. Are they starting to gel the way that we expected them to?
Yes, they are. And I mentioned to you that I feel like the Lakers were the unquestioned best team in basketball. And last night was a perfect example. You allow Russ and AD to lead the way the first three quarters, and then LeBron took over in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And consistently off the bench, Carmelo Anthony, an improved shooter, in particular from three and off the ball. See, Carmelo, when he first got into the league, he was more like a Bernard King type scorer. Like get it 15 to 18 yep. with a live dribble, jab, step, spin, step back and shoot. He wasn't really much of a three-point shooter, and he developed that part of his game. And then he developed the idea of playing off the ball. And then he realized that he was out of the league. And now that he's back in the league, he like...
Jalen, not only was he out of the league, but look at his productivity this season.
He balled.
Because I don't think people really realize exactly how productive he is. Catch and shoot threes.
Catch and shoot.
The most.
Exactly.
Three-point field goals. Fourth. Percentage. Sixth. Points per game off the bench. Fourth. Like, he was out of the league 2 years ago. Remember the Rockets just on a road trip? The Rockets are like, go home, Carmelo. And he has really found a spot as a key contributor for this Lakers team.
I don't want to be that guy, but do you think if LeBron wanted him on a team a couple of years ago, he'd have been
on the
team?
Oh, we talked about it on the show.
Okay, that's another
We talked about it on the show. No. One thing I do want to say, though, is I'm watching the Rockets, who kept pace with the Lakers for almost the entire game, and I love what this team is doing. Your Pistons are having a little trouble rebuilding the last few years, but this Rockets team
Porter,
is saying, you know what? Everyone's under 24 years old. Green, go out there and play. Porter Jr., go out there and play. They got Tate. Like, they're getting contributions from young players and developing them live on the court. They're not going to go to the playoffs. They're not going to win that many games, but they are going to get better just from experiences like last night.
And you know what's going to happen? Since you love their core so much, I'm going to bring their head coach, who's a fan of this program, on the show to talk Let's about that young group that you're such a fan of.
Jalen, I was clicking around League Pass last night, watching all the games, and something struck me. Right now, if I had to pick a team to come out of the East, it wouldn't be the Bucks. It wouldn't be the Nets. It's the Miami Heat.
I tried to tell you.
The Miami Heat. Their defense is number one in the league. I had to see it. I had to watch it. And look, when you watch this team play defense, they're coming out of the East. Like right now, they're coming out of the East.
Hold on.
I'm convinced.
Hit the brakes for a second. So let me just get this clear. You've been around this game professionally for 20 plus years,
mm-hmm.
and you're glued to League Pass faithfully on a nightly basis. You already off your Nets pick?
Right now, if I had to pick, it would be the Miami Heat coming out of
okay.
the East.
Okay.
It's the defense.
I'm trying to tell you.
And you watch like what Tyler Hero is doing off the bench. He's only, like, I think Carmelo Anthony's only. Tyler Hero is the only person scoring more than Carmelo Anthony off the bench. And Lowry has struggled. Not last night.
And he had 9 assists, I believe.
Jimmy Butler will D anybody up.
Bam,
Who is
bam.
Your best player? I will defend them. Like, this core, this team, how they are on a string defensively, how Coach Spoelstra has organized this.
Ding, ding,
is
ding,
just,
ding,
it's,
ding,
it, this
ding,
is a team
ding.
That I would not bet against in a 7-game series.
I am just glad that you've come to your senses.
I had to see it.
Because there were people, including you, initially walking the face of the earth, and I like you as a sane human being. You get a chance to update your prediction based on new information.
Of course.
But going into the season, people were like, yo, since the Nets got KD and Harden, they don't need Kyrie. They're going to win the East? And I'm like, they're not going to be able to do it. because of just what you just said. Didn't you say something about defense?
Yes, number one defense in the league.
Okay, where did the Heat rank in defense again?
Number one in the league.
Got it. Like I told you, I need, and I'm going to be at the game tonight too. I'm playing a back-to-back. I ain't like today's player. You know what I'm saying? At a game Detroit, sitting on the front row. And tonight I'll be suited and booted in the Barclays Center, watching KD and watching Harden play. And I'm trying to tell you, against the Hawks. And remember, I told you, the Heat, the Bucks, and the Hawks are teams that I would pick to beat the Nets in a 7-game series. I'm going to be there to watch tonight.
It's early in the season. We're all allowed to update our predictions.
Of course you will.
And from what I've seen, and I'm watching, the Miami Heat, to me, right now, are the best team in the
NBA. I got
to
tell you a secret.
I'm listening.
You're going to change that when Kyrie get vaccinated.
Kyrie got vaccinated already. He's just waiting. he's just waiting for that, like, whatever, 2-week process to get done. Because he's going to come back, and he's going to have a bigger afro and more buckets. Jalen wasn't just basketball last night on the Tube. World Series, Game 6. It was 0-0. Soler took to the plate on the road. And look at that swing. Like, this ball didn't just go over the fence. It went over the stadium.
That is dumb.
Like, it has got to go over the train tracks.
That
they broke a car window. And they never looked back after going up 3-0. And now the Braves are champions.
Six innings. Free that last. Free that last. Thank God Almighty. They're free that last. Atlanta Braves, their first World Series win since 1995. You know what? I should have been there. Let me tell you something.
No, you should not have been there. You should have been right where you were in Detroit watching Cade and the Pistons.
Do you realize how Magic City was going to be turned last night?
Oh, yeah, you see the celebration on the field? That's nothing. No,
when
celebration
they got
on the field is
back
nothing.
To Atlanta?
Celebration at the watch party, that's nothing.
Come on, man.
That's nothing.
Come on, man.
That is absolutely nothing.
Wait till they get back to the A.
First championship in 26 years for Atlanta. Congratulations to them. And Jalen, there's a new story in sports right now that makes me sad. It makes me emotional. It makes me feel very sympathetic
like
for a human
upset.
Being. Scottie Pippen wrote a book. He's got a lot to say about his relationship with the Bulls, his relationship with that man, Michael Jordan. And I want to give him a hug.
You know what I'm trying to do? Get my hands on some grants like Horace.
We'll be back right after this. To you live from the Seaport in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen.
What up, though?
We have some bad news for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers has tested positive, will not be available when they play the Chiefs on Sunday. However, I've got an angle for you on this one.
Talk to me.
The person this impacts the most.
Devontae Adams.
Jordan Love.
I like what you did there, bro.
Jordan Love saw this news and said to himself, I'm starting for the Packers. Because Aaron Rodgers is probably not going to be here next year. So this start is a litmus test for my future with the Packers, my future in the league. Like, he woke up, he's like, I'm studying extra hard. I'm getting extra rest. I'm eating healthy. I'm doing everything right this week to make sure I can succeed against this Chiefs defense.
I like what you did. You was on your biggie. I live out there, so don't go there. I agree, because I'm thinking, like, no Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, who missed last week, is going to be happy to be back in the lineup. Aaron Jones has been terrific this year. Mm-hmm. He's obviously got to be great, but you're right. You're exactly right. If Jordan Love comes out and throws for 350 and 3 touchdowns and no interceptions, we having a whole different conversation.
Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur.
On Monday.
Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur should be like me and you in Buffalo.
Just me and you.
Just like eating every meal together, sharing a room. Like, they need to be tied at the hip this week. And I wish Jordan Love
me
luck
too.
Against the Chiefs defense,
indeed.
Which played pretty well against the Giants.
Indeed.
Moving on.
Get back soon, Aaron Rodgers.
That I know is important to you.
Yes, sir.
Scottie Pippen has a book coming out. There's an excerpt in GQ. And in that excerpt, he said that Michael Jordan put out the last dance because he wanted to show that he is still larger than current players, especially LeBron James.
So let me do a distinction for you. As somebody who grew up playing basketball, born in the 70s, played in the 80s, I was considered a tall, guard, mm-hmm. right? Scottie Pippen, an all-time great point forward. And I'm going to do the distinction for you. It was like Paul Pressey, Scottie Pippen, Grant Hill. And then there were like the tall point guards, right? Magic Johnson, Steve Smith, Penny Hardaway, right? So I always admired Scottie Pippen in his game and appreciated him. And then I thought about something. He's the most disrespected all-time great player in any sport that any game has seen.
Interesting.
It's not even close. Michael Jordan didn't win any championships without Scottie Pippen. But let me tell you why the public gets to denounce the role of Scottie Pippen. Two reasons. One, we always want to give the best player all of the credit.
Of course. And, right? And Michael Jordan is the best player, not just
of
on the
all
team.
Time.
Of all time.
So, right. Yeah. So we're going to give him all the credit. Like when we talk about Jordan, we don't even mention, like, oh, he had Phil too. Phil kind of did go win five more championships after he left the Bulls, right? That's one. Two, unfortunately for Scottie, when you look back at those championship runs, and this is the dubious thing I wanted to show you, he doesn't have like the signature moment.
Steve Kerr had a signature moment. Scottie Pippen didn't.
You see what I'm
saying?
It's
not that he didn't contribute. It's just he didn't have that, like, you point back to that one bucket, that one stop, that one block.
Like, just think about this. Have you ever seen Scottie Pippen make a game-winning shot? When you play Michael Jordan, you don't even get the chance to take the game-winning shot most of the time. Mm. You see what I mean? That's why when Jordan left, as it was shown in The Last Dance, and Scottie felt like they should have shown it because MJ wasn't on the team, that's why it was on him when MJ left to play the MVP level, lead the team. They got a bad call against the Knicks or they would have advanced a lot further. But that's what blew up the Tony Kukoc thing when he didn't go in the game.
Even bigger.
So it's like, Phil, you know I always wanted this opportunity without MJ. And then now you going to call a play for Kukoc? And you know what happened? He made the shot.
Hit the shot.
He made the shot.
Well, I just want to demonstrate just how much Scottie meant to the success of this Bulls
Please
team.
Please do. Because give my guy some love.
When you look at Michael Jordan, the Bulls' success in the playoffs pre-Scottie Pippen, and then you look at post-Scottie Pippen, look at that. Oh, you see that win-loss record there, Jay? Was that one win without Scottie in the playoffs? One win without Scottie in the playoffs?
Well, to be fair with MJ and leave that up there, on the left is only two seasons. On the right looks like 11 seasons.
The percentages are very different.
You know what I'm saying?
The percentages are very different.
Right. But your point still stands. There was a period of time where the world recognized the greatness of Michael Jordan and questioned if that greatness could now translate to winning.
Exactly.
And that's the period of time you talked about. And that's the period of time like all-time great players like my idol Isaiah Thomas talk about, who's the only person, and my bad boy Pistons, have a winning record against MJ, Bird, and Magic.
Jalen, our colleagues, Ramona Shelburne and Woj, had a very interesting report, update on the Ben Simmons situation. You know, he told the team that he was not mentally ready to come back, and the team said, okay, work with us on your mental readiness. Well, he's not working with the team doctors or the team professionals to get ready to play mentally. He is working with the Players Association, but he truly is sort of alienating himself from this team. I understand why he's doing this, but what I want to ask you is, where do we go from here? What happens next?
So I guess I now, because like you, I get to change my opinion when the information changes, right? That's called reasoning. So I now, and I do this a lot, am going to say what everybody else is thinking, but probably don't want to say. This is unprofessional. Because you signed a contract to play basketball with the Philadelphia Sixers. You're unhappy with your role with the team. Regardless of your physical stature, if it's your back or if it's your mental and psychological evaluations, you owe it to them to work with you if that's what you need. For you to purposely not use them and to go around them, it now just opens the door for people to say, is he really now dealing with a mental health issue if he's ignoring the team and they're trying to give him support?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so here's where it goes. He's not going to get traded. He's not going to play. and they about to start finding him that money anyway.
That's the tricky part.
That's what's going to happen.
That's the tricky part because remember he said his back hurt. That's why he wasn't participating. Then he said he wasn't mentally ready. I have no idea about the health of Ben Simmons, mental health of Ben Simmons. I haven't spoken to him. I obviously have no firsthand information. But at some point, now he's obviously still getting paid because he said he's not mentally ready to play. Right. At some point, that's going to start changing. Whether it's a month, 2 months, 3 months, the Sixers are going to say, listen, we've tried to help you with this. We've given you all the resources we possibly can. You've denied those resources. So you are not doing everything you can to get back on the floor. So we are no longer going to compensate you for being on the floor.
Well, again, now you can separate church from state here.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, am I going to support his mental challenges that he's dealing with? You deal with them. I deal with them. All respect, but there's a level of autonomy that he owes the team that's paying him millions of dollars to perform and play basketball. And so now when you're not accepting that help and you're not performing, they're going to start fining him.
And also, if you're not physically ready to play, mentally ready to play, that doesn't mean you can't show up in street clothes, support your team, clap, help, and show yourself and be part of the team, which he is not. Jalen, we have an update on a story that I know is very important to you. We'll tell you what that is right after this. You're watching Jalen Jacoby. Big night on ESPN tonight. Countdown at 7, 7:30. It is Hawks, Nets, and then in the nightcap, LaMelo Ball, my guy, takes on the Warriors and Steph Curry. Tune in ESPN all night tonight. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, you've always had your eye on Michael Thomas and the drama between him and the Saints and his availability. Well, he just announced that he is out for the season. Continued problems with that ankle.
Well, this is really unfortunate overall for the Saints. Like, just look at the last couple of seasons, how they got beat in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Thomas has an all-time career season, gets an all-time career contract, and has dealt with injuries, has dealt with some issues internally.
Jameis is out for the season.
And now Jameis is out and Michael Thomas is out. And you ready for this? Their defense is so stout.
I know.
It's unfortunate for the Saints. And
sorry to the Saints fans. We will be back tomorrow, every day, 4 o'clock on ESPN2. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, I've got an update on the Lions. Dan Campbell says, quote, certainly I think I can help more with offense. I think I need to be a little more involved in helping with it. Okay.
Is that serious?
Yeah. Mr. Campbell, a couple things. Number one, you're in charge. You can do whatever you want.
Is that serious?
Yeah, that was serious. Number two, I thought you were involved with the offense. Number three, you threw Jared Goff under the bus a few weeks ago, and now this isn't exactly stepping up and taking the blame. I don't know how long Mr. Campbell's going to be the head coach of the Lions.
Let me just teach everybody something about
eating kneecaps.
The eternal workings of the Detroit Lions. This may not be good for JRLA, but I just have to say it.
Uh-oh.
The problem with the Lions since the beginning of time.
Can't win.
Ownership.
Oh. Are they donors of Jalen Rose at Leadership Academy?
No.
Okay. All right, I was about to be like, Jay.
No. As a matter of fact, now that you remind me, no.
Okay, good.
But in all seriousness, like, I would hope me saying the truth about a football team that I love and root for and I've watched win one playoff game in 60 years, I would think that me having an honest assessment wouldn't deter them from wanting to give back to the community. But either way, let me just tell you what I mean when I say it's ownership. We never want to pay. That's the problem. In professional sports, I'm not saying blindly throw money at the problem. I'm saying when you have Barry Sanders on the team, right?
Huh?
Actually build something around him.
Or if you have one of the best cornerbacks, why let him go and then draft a cornerback? That mean, you know, I know why.
You don't want to pay the first guy.
You don't want to pay the one who's established himself as a star.
You don't want to pay big play Slay, so you let him walk and draft Jeff Okuda. Most people will look at that dynamic and say, I got an all-pro at the position. If I really like Okuda that much, now I got two lockdown corners.
Sure.
Right? When we were looking for a head coach, and a lot of names were getting thrown around, including my guy for the Chiefs.
Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy, who I saw play in college. He was a beast. Running back.
Colorado, man?
Yep. Yeah. I was in Denver then. Oh. Playing for the Nuggets then. Shout out to my guy CJ, who's from Detroit, was his quarterback. And names were getting thrown around. I was like, the Lions paid their coach by the hour. I'm not joking. You have never seen, like, Google right now how much Dan Campbell makes.
I don't think it's public, but I'll look.
Correct. You could Google how much Matt Rhule makes. The reason why, discount and budget it. And so based on that dynamic, never really went out and made the like major splashes in order to like put us in position to like be a game-changing team. And as we sit 0-8, I can't act like I see that changing right now. The best thing that recently happened to the Lions, and this is another ownership thing, was Jim Caldwell, who, by the way, should be an NFL coach still.
Reportedly worth around $3 million a year.
Dan Campbell getting $3 million American dollars to coach that team?
Annually.
I told you we got bad ownership.
We got to move on from Dan Campbell. I was watching all the games last night. My wife fell asleep early. Sometimes I feel guilty I'm not watching reality TV with her or hanging out with her. You know what I mean? So she fell asleep, so I was free to watch the World Series and all the games.
I want
to
be free.
Utah Jazz.
We got the Jazz.
Reggie, I will quit the show if you play the music. Reggie, we really have to have like a real conversation about that music. It's the worst element in the show right now.
I thought you said it was the pooping.
Oh yeah, the pooping is worse. The pooping is worse. But
trying to bully Reg DeLez because he don't have a mic.
You know why Reggie doesn't have one. Well, they played the Kings. It was neck and neck. The Jazz broke out, won the game.
Well, he doesn't have a mic because he wasn't hired to be talent.
Easily. And Jazz have always been an excellent regular season team. And they're an excellent regular season team right now.
Are you going there?
I don't even know where I'm going.
Who do you feel like... Do you feel like my Jazz have a legitimate chance to face the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals?
Legitimate chance, yes.
Okay.
Legitimate chance.
I believe yes. That. That's why. I just wanted to ask that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely, they do.
I agree.
It takes some, 40-point games from Spider Mitchell, but he's done it before, and he can do it again.
I like in today's sports landscape, their core group of five or six players that have played together like the last handful of years.
Well, the Chiefs have that, too, on offense, except for the line. I would say the line. You know what I mean? Because we always talk about the skill positions, but they do have a couple new linemen who still aren't getting it together. I want to talk a little bit more about this Michael Thomas situation, Mr. Rose.
Okay.
Had surgery. Worked diligently, according to him, to get back. Had a setback. Now he's out for the year. If you're the Saints, how do you feel about this chain of events?
Well, if you're the Saints, just like any profession, now you're evaluating how much you're paying him versus how much he plays. That's just how the game works. I believe he's probably being paid elite wide receiver money.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not getting elite productivity. And due to injury, and then last year, I believe he got into an altercation with a teammate or a coach or whatever, caused him to miss the game. It's just been a couple of turbulent seasons. We saw how at the end he and Drew Brees didn't see eye to eye. And so I believe they now are going to try to start figuring out how they can get from under that money.
Not easy, but in those NFL contracts, there's guaranteed money and there's non-guaranteed money, and there's a dead cap hit, and they're, you know, they have in their front office the salary guy, the Bobby Marks, and something tells me that they called him this morning,
yeah,
or her, of course,
yeah,
and said, "So what can we do here?
Yes,
what can we do here?" And then they're having the same conversation in Philly about Ben Simmons, like,
yes,
"How does this work?"
Yeah,
like, oh, he's not. So if he's not
business,
if he's
man,
not talking to our team doctors, is there a way that we can say that he's
not professional,
the help that he needs? Well, listen, one thing, you don't tell yourself a professional. I've been letting people talk on the podcast, not just Reg, but our voicemails, our listeners. We haven't done enough voicemails. You call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll put on the show. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. 985-80-JALEN.
What up, though? This is Chris calling out of Columbus. Shout out, Reg. OH for you, Jalen. The OSU-Michigan game going to be tight this year. I got a real question for y'all. I'm a young adult, and I'm dating this young lady. And, you know, we've been talking for a little minute, but she can't kiss. How do I respectfully teach her how to kiss without making her feel bad? Help a brother out. Yep, yeah, medicinal.
Ooh, Chris. Chris, you're in a conundrum. You're in a quandary.
Even Rand DeLand was like, I got answers for this.
This is difficult. This is difficult. One thing you don't want to do is talk about it. Right? Because that ain't gonna work. You know what I mean? Like you can't, you have to be subtle and slowly chip away at this over time. You can't just blow this one up one day over dinner and be like, oh, by the way, you can't kiss. Let's work on it. No, you have to be subtle. And another thing you can do is just discourage kissing. Move on to other things.
All right. So let me tap in. And you ready for what I'm going to do? Shout to our caller. We appreciate the support. Thank you for the love. Call 985-80-JALEN. We appreciate your support. Let me tap in and do the B side of this conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Because I feel like she's getting slandered right now. So here's what I'll do. First off, all you gotta do is be patient and practice. It's gonna be a rhythm thing. The more y'all do it, the more y'all gonna be in sync.
Disagree. I got the real answer for you, Chris. Here's the real answer.
The more they do it, the more they're going to be in sync. But here, I got more for Chris.
Here, I got the real answer. Pop kisses, just pop kisses, and a lot of necking. A lot of necking and ear licking. Just, you know, just a lot of like pop kisses and necking. That's my answer for you, Chris. This is never going to get fixed. This is never going to get fixed.
Red said it's like dancing, man. You just get a rhythm together.
He might have to move. I know you like Columbus, Chris, but you might have to move. This ain't it.
No, Chris, but let me get on you, okay? Because men tend to do this, right? Like, I've been in locker rooms, you know, I've been around the guys, and I know about the talks that we have. And let me tell you something, Chris, since you want to talk about what she ain't doing. How's your performance, and how long does it take? You know, I got some questions
for
you.
Whoa.
The other thing I want to ask you, Chris.
Oh, no.
Does she want to slander
her? Why are we
coming
after Chris?
And talk about what she might not be good at?
Why are we coming after Chris?
Let's talk about your things. Like, dudes sit around, be all out of shape, never going to the gym. Like, oh, I want a girl with a six pack. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. I need a woman that can do this. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody that can all look good. And he ain't been to the gym ever. Ain't been to the gym ever. Talking about how she should look. So Chris, call back and I wanna know what she's telling her girlfriends that you're not good at.
Chris, you're perfect. Appreciate the call. Everyone can call 985-80-JALEN and leave us voicemails. We'll put them on the show. We have another show tomorrow. I want to hear all about Brooklyn and the Nets and your firsthand experience. We'll be back. Why is that?
All I know is this. I said it was going to be the summer of Jalen, and I've been at some sporting events, dog.
Okay.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.